But you asked about the 200 troops from Central Command. I think you put it accurately. These are not troops who are going to be put in Gaza, but they're troops who are already at Central Command. They've been at that base for many, many years, and they're going to help monitor and mediate this peace. Inevitably, there are going to be conflicts here. There are going to be things that the people in Gaza disagree with Israel about, that the Israelis disagree with the Gulf Arab states about. We see our role really as mediating some of those disputes and ensuring that the pressure stays on everybody to achieve a durable and lasting peace. One of the underreported elements of this deal, Margaret, is that the president convinced the entire Muslim world, really, both the Gulf Arab states, but as far in Southeast Asia as Indonesia, to really step up and provide ground troops so that Gaza could be secured in safety. And that actually makes it possible to rebuild. It makes it possible to dismantle those terrorist networks. It makes it possible to ensure that lasting peace that all of us care so much about. So we think that the Arab countries, the Muslim majority countries, are going to step up in a big way with troops on the ground. We're going to continue to play our mediation role. And I think that's a very, very good place for all of us to be. It's been successful thus far. And of course, we're going to work to make it as successful all the way through as we can.